Now for an interesting conversation. We can go all State of the Union on you here, but we're not going to do that. We're going to talk to our Jax Fitzpatrick, our chief morning after reporter in Washington, about the morning after. Jack, you know the morning after starts later in Washington. Good morning to all of you down at 99.1. And Jack, what I'd suggest is at 8:30 tomorrow over breakfast, people are going to start about, okay, what are we actually going to do with our tax policy? Who in the House and Senate drives that? Is it the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee? Is there sort of the first step?
Yeah, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Richard Neal, is going to have a significant hand in this. The chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Ron Wyden, is also going to have a significant hand in this. But also there's just the whip count math that you have to do in Congress that helps shape the legislation.
Right.
One important thing we're going to hear, or actually not hear from Biden, he's not calling for a change to the state and local tax deduction cap. And that's something that around 20 to 30 Democrats in the House, and those are just rank and file members from high tax areas, really, really want. So they're going to be going to rank and file members and saying, all right, what is your absolute top priority, and doing the
right
math to see how they can get a majority. But those two chairmen are going to have a significant hand.
Do they know that whip count now, or is it really a mystery to the White House?
They don't know the whip count now, especially because there's been so much back and forth on if they're actually going to go through with a bipartisan push on this. They can do a lot of tax policy in a partisan way through the reconciliation process that they used to do the stimulus and that Trump used to do his tax bill. The question is, what else can they tie to it? When you get into spending and the programs that Biden wants to extend for child care, family and medical leave, that kind of thing, that's a lot more tricky to go through that very opaque process. So if they want to do the big bill, the holistic families plan that Biden wants, they're going to try to do it in a bipartisan way, and that makes it much more difficult because you can lose some Democrats if you gain enough Republicans. Long story short, no, right now they really don't know what the whip count looks like.
All right, Jack, given that they don't know what the whip count looks like and given that their preference is for a big bill, a bipartisan bill, what really would be a successful speech for the president tonight? How would you define a successful speech?
Well, some of this is going to be campaign politics. Biden is going to propose things that he probably knows aren't going to become law. And that's probably one reason why he's not standing behind this state and local issue, because really, effectively, that would be a tax cut for a lot of wealthier people. And he is emphasizing increased taxes on the wealthy, on wealthy investors, and a lot of money in aid for middle-class and working-class families. The speech can be successful even if it's not entirely realistic, and the White House has really repeatedly said, we're going to put our proposal out, and then Congress is going to shape this, and we know there are going to be changes. So I think it's a successful speech would be a mix of him emphasizing the way he wants to be seen and his proposals that are somewhat redistribution-focused. And then he kind of hands it off and understands he's going to have to compromise from there.
All right, here's my silly question of the day, Jack, but I have to ask it. Who is actually going to be in the audience tonight? How is that determined? Because they're not packing everybody in there, are they?
No, there's been some confusion. Even a lot of members, there are members who are going who don't know exactly how they got a ticket. There's going to be around 200 people in the House chamber, which if they really packed it could fit, I believe, more than 1,000 people. John Roberts is the only chair, member of the Supreme Court who's going to be there. A lot of members don't get to go. It looks like a lot of them are people who are close with leadership, but Republicans will be there. A lot of them are deciding whether they want to go or not. It's seemingly still up in the air. But it is going to be a very small group and a spaced out group far away from each other.
Jack, thank you so much. Jack Fitzpatrick, our chief Washington correspondent. Greatly appreciate it this morning.